Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
There is a rapture alert I need you to know about. CNN actually covered the corruption of the Biden crime family. Yes, it happened. James Comer went on CNN. Get right with Jesus, my friends. Get right with the Lord. This could be a rapture alert. Not only did they cover it, they covered it for 3 minutes out of the 24 hours in a day. I'm not making it up. We have the clip before it is erased, before it disappears. We've got it. James Comer on CNN late last night. Here is the clip. It happened on CNN. On CNN. CNN, folks, covered it. Listen to this. It's amazing.
The House Oversight Committee leaving no stone unturned in their investigation of Hunter Biden. In addition to hearings, we've seen a flurry of subpoenas and demands insisting they need information on everything from his taste in art to his bank records, even who his friends were doing business with 14 years ago. Joining us now is the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Republican Congressman James Comer of Kentucky. So as chairman of the House Oversight Committee, you have been investigating members of Joe Biden's family and their business with the Bidens. Have you found anything illegal while he was actually in office?
Well, we found a lot that's certainly unethical. We found a lot that should be illegal. The line is blurry as to what is legal and not legal with respect to family influence peddling. I think people in both parties have argued for many years that family members of both Republicans and Democrats, especially family members of presidents, have benefited from our adversaries around the world. I don't think that anyone would dispute the fact that we need to increase the ethics laws and the disclosure laws. So one thing that we're concerned about, the president, Joe Biden, has said he didn't have any knowledge of his family's business dealings or whatever you want to call them. But we find more and more evidence every day that he was knowledgeable of what his family was doing, and that we believe that with respect to the excessive amounts of money that the family is receiving, they were certainly more than likely getting something in return from Joe Biden.
What specifically have you seen in terms of that dynamic happening that you say? And again, was any of this happening, this evidence that you purport to have, happening while Biden was actually in office? Because in this announcement last month, you claimed that at least 3 Biden family members and 2 associates received payments that originated from China. But you said it was 2017. That was after Joe Biden had left office.
It was. But the people that initiated the payments had met with Joe Biden while he was vice president.
I do want to note for our viewers, you're basing this on suspicious activity reports filed by the Treasury Department. Millions of them are filed every year, and very rarely does law enforcement actually get involved. How does the presence alone mean that anything illegal was being done. And why wouldn't law enforcement have followed up before if there actually was meat to the bones on these SARS reports?
Mm-hmm. Well, we also have bank records. So there's two different things that we have. I subpoenaed six different banks and got bank records. Also now have access to the Treasury suspicious activity reports, which are the bank violations.
If the concern is China, as you note, why no investigation of the Chinese bank account Donald Trump maintained between 2015 mm-hmm. and 2017?
Yeah, we're going to look into everything. That's one of the rumors that they say, well, we're not looking into to Donald Trump. Let's just face the facts here, Pam. Donald Trump is being investigated by every committee in Washington. He's being investigated by special counsel. The media has always investigated Donald Trump. We're going to have some questions for Trump and some of his family members, including Jared Kushner. So I expect them to answer those questions. But right now, Joe Biden's president of the United States. China is our biggest enemy. And I think you would have every Democrat that would go on your show say the same thing. We need to worry about China. Why is China, who's our biggest enemy, sending millions and millions of dollars to the Biden family? And not just the president's son and brother. Now we've got multiple family members here.
You mentioned Trump. You mentioned Jared Kushner, who got that $2 billion mm-hmm. loan from Saudi Arabia, because a lot of people do bring that up. How could you investigate the Biden?
I love, by the way, CNN doing their best to try to bring Donald Trump into a conversation. You notice they spent 40% probably of that interview trying to say, well, what about Trump? What about Trump? What about Trump? They tried to impeach him not once but twice, folks. Everybody investigated Trump, including the FBI, and they will not let it go. So when he starts to score points, basically, if you're putting points on the board with facts against the Biden crime family, the initial response is very clear. Well, hold on a second. What about Jared Kushner? What about Donald Trump? I think his James Comer's response, by the way, was pretty accurate there. How long have you guys been going after Donald Trump, right? Like, seriously, how long have you been going after Donald Trump? A long time. You've been going after Donald Trump a long time. The point, though, is the fact that they even decide they had to do an interview on this. That tells you something. Now, you listen to that interview, where 40% of that was about Donald Trump. It has nothing to do with the Biden crime family there. And then listen to James Comer and what he said on Fox. It's a little different. Listen.
Congressman, I guess the question now becomes, was there any Biden family member not benefiting? Maybe that dog that, Biden tripped over that time, his family pet? I mean,
well, the way they've set up so many LLCs and so many bank accounts, I wouldn't count the dog out. I mean, we just haven't gotten to the dog yet. Right now, we're at 9 and counting, and it's just it's worse than what we thought. We've made a lot of progress in 100 days. We've been able to get six different banks through subpoena, bank records on specific accounts. But what we've learned from our most recent trips to the Treasury is there are a lot more Biden family members involved. There are a lot more LLCs that were laundering money or at the very least hiding the source of the deposits that were coming from our adversaries around the world. And, there are a lot more bank accounts than what we first thought.
A lot more bank accounts than what we first thought. Isn't it amazing the difference there between those two interviews? How much CNN's willing to fight to still, A, attack Donald Trump, but B, do a story without really doing the story. Right? Do a story without really explaining what happened in the story. It's pretty amazing if you hear it. And notice CNN did not mention anything coming from the Congresswoman, Representative Nancy Mace, who talked about prostitution rings and massive amounts of money laundering into all these LLCs by more members. They didn't ask about that. Listen.
Just left the Treasury to review over 100 suspicious activity reports on the Biden family. And I have to tell you, there are more Bidens involved than we knew previously. And every time you overturn, or look under a stone, there's so much more you have to investigate, because it's wild the number of family members involved, and it's even the amount of money that we're talking about in these suspicious activity reports is astronomical. and the accusations there and the source of the funding, where the money's going, the shell companies, prostitution rings, etc. It's insanity to me that it's not been investigated in the way that it should be.
You would think that CNN would have wanted to bring up prostitutes. They love talking about them on the Steele dossier, right? And the prostitutes they were trying to connect in a fake dossier to Donald Trump that didn't exist. I mean, they were obsessed with it. They were obsessed with porn stars. They were obsessed with a porn star lawyer, even saying that the porn star lawyer, Avenatti, who's now in prison, was going to be president of the United States of America one day, possibly, because of his presence on CNN. They said that on CNN. They love talking about this stuff. But last night, not a single word. Really? Not like nothing? Nope. Not going to say a word about any of that. We're just going to keep that all quiet. We don't need to chat about that. We don't need to talk about that. We just need to be quiet about that. Okay.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's talk about a great opportunity for your IRA and 401ks. You can get free gold just by learning about gold IRAs from Augusta Precious Metals. It's important that you know what's going on in this crazy economy, and your hard-earned savings need protecting from the devalued dollar. Protecting from the devalued dollar, especially if you're close to retirement. Augusta Precious Metals will give you information on how to protect your savings and open a gold IRA. So if you've saved at least $100,000 for retirement, call and ask about their ultimate guide to gold IRAs. I trust Augusta Precious Metals, and you can too. They will make sure that you understand what is best for you and your portfolio. There's a reason Money Magazine says they are the best gold IRA company. Get free gold, free information, and retirement protection now by calling 877-4-GOLD-IRA. That's 877, the number 4, Gold IRA. Or AugustaPreciousMetals.com. James Comer was on with Larry Kudlow talking about these new suspicious activity reports and what they found. I want you to hear what he had to say.
Is there anything you can tell us about these suspicious activity reports? Did you learn things that were new?
We learned a lot that was new. The committee went there today, but I've had staff there over the past 2 weeks. There are thousands of pages of documents relating to financial transactions. And let me be very clear. This isn't just about the president's son or the president's brother. We've identified six new Biden family members involved in shady foreign transactions that we believe were a direct result of influence peddling. That brings the number of Biden family members now to 9 that were involved in the Biden family influence peddling. And we still have more family members that we suspect were involved. So this is a family affair. This is something that should be troubling to every American. And what we've learned from going through these records are there are a lot of additional LLCs, a lot of additional bank accounts that we didn't know prior to going to the Treasury cabinet. So we've learned a lot. This investigation is ongoing, but I can tell you without hesitation, it's very serious, and the President of the United States is going to have a very hard time explaining how so many of his family members have received so much money from our adversaries around the world.
And these family members also passed this money up to Mr. Biden, did they not?
Well, we'll have to stay tuned on that. Obviously, this is an investigation of the President of the United States. We've talked to several of the former Biden associates We've got bank records. We're going to get more bank records. So I think that question will be answered in due time.
Can they be subpoenaed?
Well, I've already issued 6 subpoenas to banks. I already have those bank records in hand. Now we're looking at additional banks because we've learned of new accounts and new LLCs that we didn't know existed. You know, you're a business guy, Larry. I'm a business guy. The one thing that stands out to me is how many different LLCs were involved that this family had their fingerprints on. And we really can't tell what those LLCs did other than launder deposits from our adversaries around the world back to the Bidens.
There you go. That is James Comer in his own words on this one. Now, the fact that we have these 6 different people that have been named, the House Oversight Committee chairman saying these 6 additional members of the Biden family who may have benefited from Biden family business dealings and vowed to continue to investigate whether those dealings pose a national security threat. These ranking members visited the Treasury Department yesterday to view these financial records related to the Biden family and their past business associates as part of their investigation. Thousands and thousands of pages of these financial records related to the Biden family, their companies and associate business schemes were made available to House members of the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability, which confirms the importance of the investigation. The Biden family enterprise is centered on Joe Biden's political career and connections. Let me say that again. The Biden family enterprise is centered on Joe Biden's political career and connections, and it's generating an exorbitant amount of money for the Biden family. After reviewing the documents, they identified the 6 additional family members of the Joe Biden family who benefited from the Biden family businesses that they are investigating. Bring the total number of those involved or benefiting to 9. This is why I keep calling it the Biden crime family. The Oversight Committee will continue to pursue additional bank records to follow the Biden's tangled web of financial transactions to determine if the Biden family has been targeted by foreign actors and if there is a national security threat. Vowing to soon provide the public with more information about what we've uncovered to date. The American people need transparency and accountability, and the Oversight Committee will deliver much needed answers. The White House will not respond to requests for comment. The viewing of the additional financial documents came after the Treasury Department last month notified Comer that it would give the committee in-camera access to the suspicious activity reports related to Hunter Biden and the Biden family foreign business deals. The Treasury Department declined to comment on the matter. However, in past letters, the agency had noted that this is law enforcement sensitive data protected by Bank Secrecy Act. Last month, Fox News Digital reported that members of the Biden family received more than $1 million in payments from accounts related to Hunter Biden's business associate Rob Walker and their Chinese business venture in 2017, according to financial records subpoenaed by the House Oversight Committee. Those records were obtained after the committee subpoenaed Bank of America, which revealed that at least 3 family members, Biden family members, received lucrative payments from a bank account belonging to Rob Walker. The account is labeled as Robinson Walker LLC, and one of the family members is Hallie Biden, the widow of President Joe Biden's son. A spokesman for Hunter Biden's legal team confirmed the payment last month, but stressed that the account belonged to Hunter, his uncle, and Hallie, nobody else. Fox News has also confirmed that the Oversight Committee had subpoenaed Bank of America, Cathay Bank, J.P. Morgan Chase, and HSBC USA, as well as a former Hunter Biden business associate, Mervyn Yang, asking for financial records related to this investigation. Fox News first reported in 2020 that the federal investigation of Hunter Biden's tax affairs began amid the discovery of SARs regarding funds from China and other foreign nations. At the time, a Treasury Department official who did not comment on the investigation told Fox News that the SARs are filed by financial institutions if there's something out of the ordinary about a particular transaction, especially involving foreign funds from certain parts of the world. Fox News reported the existence of some type of investigation involving Hunter Biden in October of 2020. Ahead of the last presidential election, it became known then that the FBI had subpoenaed the laptop reportedly belonging to Hunter Biden in the course of an existing money laundering investigation. Hunter obviously confirmed that investigation, saying it was a, quote, tax issue in December of 2020 after his father was elected president.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Biden seem to be in real trouble now with more and more intel coming out about their scheme. 9 different family members in the Biden family are on the take financially now. None of this would work without there being one person. Okay. None of them. None of them would work without Joe Biden being the vice president and or now the president. You just couldn't get there. Right. Couldn't happen. Not going to. No one would pay you this type of money. None of them. This is going to keep being an issue that is going to be interesting. And I say interesting from this standpoint. The media is going to keep trying not to cover this, and it's going to get worse. And they're going to keep trying not to. Like, they're going to keep trying not to do this. They're going to keep acting like this is old news. It's going to be up to us to basically push this story out there. So I hope you guys will grab our podcast and share it. You can listen anytime, Ben Ferguson Podcast, but you can share it on social media with your friend, because if we don't do it, no one's going to know about it. My guest with me now is Senator Marsha Blackburn. Senator, nice to have you with us. I want to move to two different important issues. One, let's talk quickly about the Hunter Biden story that is now really not about Hunter Biden anymore, Senator. It's about the president of the United States of America, and is the president compromised? We now know through these suspicious activity reports that you guys have been fighting to get your hands on for years that were blocked by the Democrats and the Treasury Department, that there are now up to at least 9 family members with the last name Biden that were on the take in deals. Many of these deals and the biggest money, the largest amounts of funds were coming from China, more than Russia, more than Ukraine. We're talking about billions in loans and millions in payments going into the Biden crime family. Are you concerned, as the president this morning has announced, hey, I'm running for re-election? He put out this, you know, fancy video because he can't do a coherent, you know, event with people in an audience like a normal candidate would do. They've got to, you know, pump him up through editing and a video. How concerned are you that this man's running for re-election and is completely compromised and cannot stand up to China on any issue? So far, I don't know anything he's stood up to China on.
He has not stood up to China on anything. And the more we learn, the more he that he is compromised and that he is willfully choosing not to stand up to China. And Ben, it is astounding to me, and I know it is to your audience also, that there can be these records, and I think this is important to understand. There are bank records that show that they have made these transfers. There are bank records that track this money. And even with the bank records, they're denying it. So that should tell you they are going to deny this regardless of what evidence comes forward. See, they're just going to say, don't believe what you're seeing because we really didn't do that. But we did do that. But we're going to tell you we did not do that. And they have padded their bank accounts for years. And they've done it on Joe Biden's name. His brothers, his sister, the nieces, the nephews, as you said, 9 members of the family were getting money, and you have these sources that are coming out of China, and now Republicans in the House have the records, and they still deny it.
You got two that were arrested last week for, quote, operating illegal overseas police stations of the Chinese government. These defendants are New York City residents who allegedly operated these police stations in lower Manhattan and destroyed evidence when confronted by the FBI, this coming out of the Justice Department. And yet again, you see where China feels like they can do whatever the hell they want to do, including operating police stations in the U.S. This on top of the fact that you have to be very concerned now about Chinese relationships with certain American businesses buying up farmland as well. And that goes back to part of this legislation that you're now pushing forward.
Yes, indeed it does. And the farmland, I tried to stop that in the Defense Authorization Act. Every Democrat voted against it. So just like when I ended that vaccine mandate on our military, I told the Democrats, the issue of China farmland is coming back to you also. And we see how China is emboldened with Joe Biden in the White House. They see their running room. Their goal is to be globally dominant by the time we get to 2050. That is their stated goal. And they are trying to buy up this farmland and property. They are trying to expand these sister city programs, which I have legislation on that, and it would block any of these countries that we have adversarial relationships with from being in these sister city programs. We have 1,800 of those programs in existence right now, and then 157 of those are in China. Now, these programs that are in China, what they try to do is to force the participating sister city to recognize China law and China's version of their history. These sister city programs are to be about culture. They're to be about educational exchange. And China has kind of hijacked that. And as they say, this isn't Marcia saying, this is the head of the Chinese Friendship Association. They use this as soft propaganda, and it is important to their Belt and Road Initiative and to their global dominance and making the 21st century the China century.
Well, let's talk about, you know, moving forward with this president. And he's announced today, obviously, he's running for re-election. And that, I think it was clear that he had to do that because of everything that's come out over the last week and a half. You've got two problems now. Two of these people come before you in the Senate and testify quite often. You've got now issues with Anthony Blinken. We now know that Anthony Blinken was rewarded for getting those 50 plus individuals to sign onto that letter claiming Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation, top level people in the deep state. And then he was rewarded by, okay, Anthony, you're going to now get a great job out of this, putting this together and saving the election. How concerned with you about that issue? And then also at the same time, you have a IRS whistleblower who is accusing now, from what we understand, the man who's in charge of the DOJ, Merrick Garland, of lying to you guys in Congress with his testimony.
Well, and we questioned Merrick Garland about that because we did not see how all of this was happening around Hunter Biden, around parents being called terrorists, and Merrick Garland not know anything about this, which is what, when he came before us at Judiciary Committee, what he claimed. And, of course, that Judiciary Committee hearing is what really spurred the whistleblower to step forward. Because he knew that they were slow walking this investigation of Hunter Biden. He knew they had that laptop. He knew they chose not to do anything with the laptop. But yet he would not admit that, and he was under oath as he was before us. And so it is appropriate that the whistleblower come tell us what he knows. And that we figure out from the things we're all piecing together now about how this administration has chosen, they've made a conscious decision to not be forthright, which I send the American people. And when I heard Joe Biden say on his announcement, we need 4 more years, we need to finish the job, you have to ask, what job is it they're trying to finish? Is it turning us over to the Chinese Communist Party? Is it diminishing America? Is it betraying our allies? Is it our enemies not knowing to fear us? Is it radically transforming the country? What is your job that you're trying to finish? Because it certainly is not the job of expanding freedom and liberty, of protecting our faith, our free speech, free people, of providing hope and opportunity for future generations.
No doubt about it. Senator, as always, pleasure to chat with you, certainly on such a big news day, and keep us updated, especially on this legislation dealing with China. It is very important for our national security. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Ben.
All right. Lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now, and take a moment to write us a 5-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a 5-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow. See you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. And disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.